Greetings, friends, family, neighbors, and strangers. I'm Pastor Jacob Kokura of the LaRange Alliance Church, and in this period of uncertainty, I'm glad you've taken some time to listen to me today. We're living in a time unlike any we've known in this generation, but we can take hope. Despite the struggle that we're experiencing of turmoil and sickness, people around the world have experienced times of uncertainty in the past, like the ones that we're experiencing now, and we can learn from those stories. We've been studying different examples from Scripture, from the Bible, of when individuals have experienced isolation and exile. And I can't help but think about Jesus' time in the desert as a key example for us to learn from. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, starting at chapter 4, where we'll read at verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Immediately following his baptism with John the Baptist, Jesus is led by the Holy Spirit out into the desert for a time of fasting. After 40 days, this passage says Jesus was hungry. I feel like that's a bit of an understatement. I don't know about you, but fasting is a difficult spiritual discipline. It is for me. And I struggle not with just fasting from food, but fasting from anything. Lately, I've tried a number of times over the last several weeks to try to do a simple one-day fast, and I struggle to make it through even that small experience. And as I contemplate Jesus' extreme example of fasting out in the wilderness, I can't help but think of what I would be like after 40 days without food. We also know that Jesus' journey in the wilderness was done in solitude. He was out alone in the desert. And again, I can't help but wonder how I would be affected with that much solitude and isolation. Certainly, a few days of quiet is nice, but consider what it would be like for you to be out in the wilderness with no people, no devices, nothing to read or to do. How would you fare with 40 days of that kind of solitude? I believe that if we were truly honest, we would agree that we would not be at our best at this point in time. If we were that hungry, that tired, and that isolated, it's likely that the emotional, physical, and spiritual toll on us would be quite heavy. Perhaps you would be at the very end of your strength, or even past it. And it would not take much for us to be pushed over the edge if we were in those sorts of extreme circumstances. Consider how strong you are on your best day. Can you run for a kilometer? How about 5? How about 20? A friend of mine named Kevin took up running a number of years ago, and his journey of running took him through the usual course. First came the 5K runs, and then 10Ks, and then eventually marathons. And nowadays, my friend participates in ultra marathons. These are extreme tests of endurance and perseverance. Ultra runs can be more than 50 kilometers and take place out in the mountainous wilderness setting. With tremendous elevation gains, these runners run over treacherous backcountry trails. And if you think running 5 kilometers around town is tough, imagine what running through 50 kilometers of wilderness in the mountains of Alberta or BC. Imagine what that would be like. People have been pushing themselves to the limits for a long time, testing the edges of their endurance to accomplish amazing things. As I remember as a teenager that there were a number of attempts to swim all the way across Lake Ontario near where I lived. And these were done by incredible swimmers. And more recently, I've heard about a 62-year-old man who held a fitness position called a plank, which is kind of like a push-up. And he held that position for more than 8 hours straight. That's incredible to me, particularly because I can barely hold a plank for a couple minutes. As we look at this story in the Gospel of Matthew, it's not so much the level to which Jesus endures in the wilderness that we must consider. It's the condition he must be in at the end of that journey. Consider how long it would take us to recover from pushing our body through some of those incredible feats of strength and endurance. You would not be able to run an ultra marathon or swim across one of the Great Lakes one day and then get up the next day and be fine. Pushing your body to those sorts of limits takes a toll. And when we're in those spaces of being close to the edge or even over the edge of what we can handle, we come to a point where we are unable to handle more. Jesus' time in the desert meant that he was vulnerable. He was pushed to the edge of his capability. And Jesus' vulnerable state was the opportunity for the enemy to strike. Satan pushed at Jesus in particular ways when he was at the edge of what humanity can handle. At first, Satan tempts Jesus where we have already heard Jesus is weak. Jesus is hungry. And Satan tempts his physical well-being, offering him food. Second, Satan presses at Jesus' emotional well-being, which is likely a weak spot because of his isolation. And third, Satan tempts Jesus' spiritual well-being, tempting Jesus' faithfulness to God the Father. Ultimately, Jesus responds by through his trust in God the Father's ability to take care of him by rebuking Satan with Scripture. As each temptation comes to Jesus, the physical, emotional, and spiritual temptations, Jesus is not rejecting Satan from a place of strength. Jesus is not at his best because the situation he has placed himself in by fasting has led Jesus to be at the limit of his physical, emotional, and spiritual strength. This would be like running an ultra marathon and then turning around at the end and running back to the start. It's like swimming across the English Channel and then turning around and swimming back. The enemy is going to push you. In times of isolation and stress, in times of frustration and uncertainty, you will experience temptation. It's thrown at you at all phases of life. The most common story I hear from people who have struggled well against temptation is that they experience the worst temptations, not when they are at their strongest, but when they are at their weakness. We need to expect to see temptation become especially difficult for us when we are physically, emotionally, and spiritually worn out. The question for us today is how prepared are we to deal with being at the limits of our strength? How on guard are we against the wily schemes of the enemy, Satan? As we endure difficult circumstances, whether dealing with isolation, frustration, uncertainty, depression, or other difficult circumstances, Jesus' example teaches us how we too need to respond, even when we are at our limits. Keep in mind that there's good news within the temptation that we face. In James chapter 1, we read this: "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." This passage in James continues to teach us about temptation and how giving in to temptation leads towards sin and towards death. None of us desire death. And so standing strong in the face of temptation is vital for those of us who believe in Christ. Fortunately, we know that Jesus understands what it is to be tempted, And he endured his temptation not when he was at his strongest, immediately following his baptism, but when he was at his weakest, after his marathon of fasting in the wilderness. The writer of Hebrews confirms for us that Jesus did endure true temptation, and because of his endurance, he offers us mercy and grace. I read from Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 14. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My friends, I do not know how things are going for you right now, but I pray this blessing over you now, that you would be strengthened in all ways, to continue to persevere, to stand firm against temptation. It may be that you are at the end of your own strength. Whether you're at the end of your physical strength, your emotional strength, or your spiritual strength, Jesus knows and understands how you feel right now. Or if you feel this at a later time or have felt this in the past. His example for us gives us hope that we too can stand strong in the face of the trials that come towards us. Perhaps the most encouraging element of the story of Jesus' temptation comes from the final verse. Read again with me from Matthew chapter 4 at verse 13. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. After Jesus resisted, the enemy left him, and God the Father took care of him. And my prayer for you is this, that you would endure, that you would be strengthened in the Lord, and that through your perseverance, you would find the same hope that Jesus found at the end of his long journey, that God the Father will minister to you. Will you pray with me now? Lord Jesus, humble King, thank you for showing us how to bear the struggles that we face and how to rebuke the enemy who tempts us. Thank you that you promise us that we are never alone as we face these seasons of trial and temptation. And you demonstrate for us how we too might overcome the temptations that we face. I pray that you meet each of us where we are today, that we will allow you the room to speak to us, to work in and through us, so that we in turn might share the joy that you offer us as we rest in you. I pray that you would restore us from the physical, emotional, and spiritually drained places that we are in. And as we seek to be your hands and feet in our communities, I pray your blessing upon the society, the culture, and the people that we live within. Praise be to you, O God, our Father. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to me today. I look forward to the next time we can meet again.